Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Kehillim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches, and today's Mishnah Ches we learn Mishchos Tes Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeichet Efrayim Yosef Yehuda Bik Arav Mamish. And next Mishnah Ches we're going to be discussing Tzmid Pasil. As we already know, we mentioned a number of times before, if there's a kli that is Mukav Tzmid Pasil, it has a cover, and that cover is sealed. It's nice and tight. Tzmid means sealed, Pasil means cover. So even if it's an oil ames, it's under the same roof that a corpse is. Whatever's inside is still tahar. But let's say there's a crack or there's a hole in the Tzmid or the Pasil, meaning either in the seal or in the cover itself. That's going to mevatel its din of having a tzmid pasil, and everything inside will be tameh. The question is, what size does that hole or crack have to be? So the Mishnah tells us, srida has basically a flat piece of earthenware, shinusun al piatanur, it's placed on top of an oven, mukav tzmid pasil, it's completely sealed, nistak minatanur l'srida, let's say in between the oven and the srida, this piece itself got a crack, meaning the clay that's sealing it down, that got a crack in it, so shiurai maloi pi mardea shaloi nichnas. The shiur is the size of pi mardea. Mardea is basically a pole that's meant for poking animals to help them move along the way. So the width of that mardeya, the maloi pi, that's a third of a tefach. If the crack is that width, so it's mevatel, it's not considered sealed. And the key over here is mshitas tanakama is shaloi nichnas. Then a mardeya is not able to go inside, which means the crack is just a third of a tefach, and that's it. You wouldn't be able to put a mardeya inside because it's too mitzumtzum, it's too precise. If you have a mardeya which is a third of a tefach wide, and the hole is a third of a tefach wide, you're not going to be able to fit it in. Nonetheless, that hole is going to be mevatel. It's going to nullify that tzmid pasil. However, Rabbi Huda argues nichnas. The hole has to be a little bit wider, so now the mardeya has to be able to actually go inside of it. Now this is all in the seal of the cover. What about nistka srida? The cover itself got a crack in it, so here's the opposite. Shirai, the shear of what's going to mevatel it, is kimloi pi mardeya nichnas, the width of the mouth of mardeya, and you have to be able to put that mardeya in. Whereas Rabbi Huda, he argues the other way, shaloi nichnas, no, the hole doesn't have to be wide enough that you're actually able to put the pi mardeya inside. Now what about the following? Haya agol. Let's say the hole was round. It wasn't oblong. Ein roi no se'arach. We don't view it as if it was long. Ela shiroi kamoi pli mardeya nichnas. Still, the shear is the same. It has to be the width of a pi mardeya, which is able to go inside, meaning it's more of an oval than a circle, and that's the shear that's going to be vatal, the tzmid pasil. Moving on to something similar. Tanur shenikav me'enoi. What about an oven that got a hole in its ayin? Now, remember, we had earlier that often their ovens would have a hole in the side that was made for enabling smoke to escape, and then after they heated up the oven, they would plug up that hole so the heat didn't escape. It was just for the smoke to escape when they were heating it up, and that was called the ayin. And on this oven that we're discussing now, they actually plugged up that hole with cement or clay or something like that, so now it's fully sealed. And we're also talking about where the top of the oven has a cover, so it's technically mukav tzmid pasil, but then this hole, so now it got a hole in it. And that's what it means, nikav me'enai. So shiurai maloi kush, nechans v'yotzei dailek, the shear the size of the hole has to be is the width of a kush, like a pole or needle meant for weaving. It has to be able to go in and out of this hole, dailek, while it's lit. And that means that the hole has to be decently wide, because if the kush is lit and you put inside a hole which is precisely its size, then that's going to, in essence, choke the fire and it's going to put it out. Therefore, the hole would have to be a little bit wider so that you'd be able to put the pole inside when it's lit without it going out. However, Rabbi Huda says, Shloi Dalek, no, it doesn't have to be able to be lit when you put it in, which means the hole could be a little bit narrower. What about the following? Nikav Mitzidai. Let's say it got a hole in its side, meaning the clay that was used to plug up this ayin, this hole in the tanur, it got a hole in its side, which is basically in between the hole and the tanur itself. So it's opposite. Shirai Kimloi Kush Nichnas V'yotzei Shloi Dalek. The size of that hole has to be that a kush could go inside and out without having to be lit, which Rabbi Huda says, Dalek, no, it does have to be lit. Now, Rabbi Shimon says differently. Mino Emtza, if there's a hole directly in the seal that was plugging up the ayin of the tanur, nichnas, so then the hole has to be wide enough to be able to put the kush inside, whereas min atzad, if it's on the side of it, in nichnas, it doesn't have to be wide enough to go inside. And he would say the same thing with this mguvas achavis that got a hole in it. We've already had this before. Mguvas achavis is basically the plug at the top of a barrel. If it got a hole in it, shiri maloi mitza shnia shal shifine, the shear that the hole has to be in order to mevatel it from its din of mgufa, that now it's not considered like it's sealing the barrel, is the size of the second mitzah, the second knot of shifine, which is rye. Namely, when a stalk of rye grows from the ground, we know that rye is one of the five grains, R-Y-E. So what happens is the stalk grows and then it stops, and then when it continues growing in that spot where it had stopped the first time, there's basically like a thick ball of sorts that's formed. That's called a knot. We have that terminology with wood. It's called a knot in the wood. So it's the same thing with a stalk of rye. And as it continues growing and these knots form, they get thinner and smaller as they go up. The first one's going to be thickest and widest. It's the second one, that second knot in the stalk of rye, that's the size of the hole that has to be in the mgufa chavis in order to mevatel its din. Now we know emtza, let's say the hole is in the middle of the mgufa, nichnas has to be large enough to be able to go inside, min atzad, if it's on the side, ein nichnas, it doesn't have to be able to go inside. Same thing with chatzam gedolim, meaning the plug of a large barrel that got a hole in it. Same thing. Shirim the shiras mitzvah shnei shel kane. It's a second knot in a kane and reed. Mina emtzav, it's in the middle. Nichnas, it has to be able to go inside. Mina tzad, it's on the side. Shein nichnas, it doesn't have to be able to go inside the hole. And for the clarification, medrash ru, when was it said? Bizman shenasul yayin. That's only if the barrel was made for wine, and so the hole would have to be a little bit wider because anyway, a hole is something that the owner doesn't want. He's not interested in the plug having a hole in it. That's because when air goes inside the barrel, that causes the wine to get ruined. So he'd rather there be no hole in the plug. Avalim nasu l'shar mashkin. But if this barrel is meant to hold other liquids, such as water or oil or something like that, afilu kolshu, even if there's a tiny little hole, tameim, so then everything inside is going to be tamei. That means it's not going to be considered mukot smid pasil. It's not going to be considered closed with a hole because anyway, the air is good for whatever's inside. And so even a tiny hole is going to be vatal din of being sealed with a cover. Further clarification, when as I said, bizman shaloi nasu b'dei adam, this is only if it wasn't made by a person, if it just happened to have formed on its own. Avalim nasu b'dei adam, but if a person himself made a hole in this magufa or in this tanur or whatever it is, afilu kolshu, even if it's a very tiny hole, tameim, it's going to be tame everything in the barrel, meaning it's mevatel din of tzmid pasil. Now the Mishnah concludes with a din that we already know from earlier in the Masechta, nikvu. Let's say the kli itself got a hole in it, not the cover or the seal of the cover, but the kli itself. So asui la'achlin, if the kli is meant for food, shiurin b'zeisim, so the shiur, the hole has to be to mevatel its din, or to consider it now that it's open, has to be the size of an olive. Asui la'mashkin, if it's meant for liquids, shiurin b'mashkim, so the shiur is liquids. Hasu l'kach l'kach, if it's meant for both, zmatilin arsui l'chumroi, or machmir, but tzmid pasil, but kainus mashke, both with tzmid pasil and kainus mashke. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parak Yud, Mishnah Alpha and Beis, continuing to discuss tzmid pasil, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.